Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syrian border. Putin signed the decree today ordering sanctions that would restrict imports of some Turkish products, extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and Turkish company operations in Russia. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. A prominent Kurdish lawyer and rights activist was shot and killed in a street shootout in Turkey's troubled southeast on Saturday. Much of the event captured on camera and broadcast around the world. The pro-Kurdish HDP party calling the killing of Tahir Elci a planned assassination and urging protests. Within hours, thousands of people were marching in Istanbul protesting the killing, the marchers chanting shoulder to shoulder against fascism, and Tahir Elci is immortal. Police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse the demonstrators. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said it's unclear whether Elci was caught in crossfire or assassinated. Witnesses say Elci was caught by a single bullet after speaking to media in Diyarbakir, the largest city in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, where he was president of the local bar association. And the United Nations is condemning in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed 2 UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others, the UN calling on the government. This is VOA News. Boko Haram extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing of a procession of hundreds of Shiite Muslims and threatened more attacks on opponents of its radical form of Islam. Shiite leaders said at least 21 people died in Friday's attack on near the northern Nigerian city of Kano. Posting on social media today as the West Africa province of the Islamic State, Boko Haram published a photo identifying the bomber as Abu Suleiman al-Ansari. President Barack Obama spoke out today against the shooting at the Planned Parenthood over the weekend in Colorado, saying enough is enough to this attack and other similar gun violence. This is not normal, Mr. Obama said, and we cannot let it become normal, in a statement released by the White House. Around noon on Friday, a gunman burst into the Planned Parenthood Women's Health Clinic in Colorado Springs, opening fire, launching a gun battle, and killing 3, including 1 police officer, in the standoff, which lasted 5 hours. The U.S. government will end its bulk collection of data from the millions of telephone calls of millions of Americans at midnight tonight. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing it with more targeted surveillance methods, according to a statement. The program will end at 4:59 GMT Sunday, at which time the NSA expects to have a new scaled-back system in place. Egypt Saturday said there's a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tutankhamun's tomb, based on preliminary results of a new exploration of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum. Researchers say the discovery of a new chamber could shine light on one of ancient Egypt's most turbulent times, and one prominent researcher has theorized that the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside. Egypt began searching for the hidden chamber last week after 3 days of testing that were announced in the southern city of Luxor, British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, and that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labeled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
And if you've ever been there, it's very impressive. Again, they are theorizing that King Tutankhamun, better known as King Tut, who died at age 19, was rushed into an outer chamber of what was originally to be Nefertiti's tomb, the reason being because, of course, at 19, they wouldn't have been prepared for him to die. Of course, Nefertiti was very famous for her beauty and the subject of a 3,300-year-old bust. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.